Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Mostly Peaceful Latinas. I'm your host Bella,
and I'm Linda.
Before we get started, we're having a little laughs behind the scenes, guys.
Somebody, a fun show.
Somebody mentioned in the chat that they had just taken their gummies.
Good.
Welcome for the show. So guys, before we get started, don't forget to share, like, and subscribe. If you're not subscribed to our channel, help us get on the algorithm with a like. Today's show is going to be a little something different. We've been doing something different all week long. As you guys know, we normally tend to focus on politics, but we've been completely submerged in this like dating culture and have so many questions over how the reality that we experience in the real world is so different than what the manosphere talked about. So today we brought just regular women in Miami that have always lived in Miami that apparently gets the worst rap for women, and just kind of want to talk to them.
I think the men get, I think the men get a pretty bad
men, I would say that men equally do get a bad rep out here. But we basically just want to have a normal conversation about what dating in Miami is actually like, and is a lot of the advice that these manosphere like dudes give out any good, or would it actually deter women from wanting to sleep with you and get into relationships with you, which is personally what I think we're going to find at the end of this podcast.
And also just have like, you know, there's a lot of like reputation about, like she said, women in Miami and like what they're like, if they like a guy with like a certain status. Do they necessarily date the guys that are just rich just for being rich, or do they have to have something else? So we'll ask the ladies and get you guys' commentary on the chat. So please use the super chat. As you know, we are self-funded. No Illuminati, no lizard people. but we do have a sponsor, Century H2O. So if you guys are looking for a clean water, a water filtration system, compact under the sink, you can install in 20 minutes. Visit Century H2O. It will get rid of all the toxins that are in the water and then remineralize that water with calcium, magnesium, and also some oxygen. Use her code MPL10 for a small discount.
Also, for the men out there, the water can make you gay. So this will take out the gay stuff
from
the water.
Yesterday, they got offended over saying that a few of the liberals that we had, we said, you know, it's a joke. But
it's a joke.
All right, ladies.
It's not really. So the actress in the water really is making you gay. We're going to move on to something else.
We're going to go around the table and introduce our guests, and they can tell us their generation, whether they're millennials, Gen Z. They want to discuss what they do, of course, their dating status. So we start with Mabel.
I am not single. I have a boyfriend.
Where do I look?
Where does she look?
Where
she
do I look? This one, hi. Right? Okay. Mabel, millennial, and not single. Not married.
You're not saying your age because we told you not to say your age.
Exactly. I'm very proud.
But we're not doing what these podcasts
but
do.
I'm very proud anyways.
No.
And entrepreneur.
She's a business owner. She's a very successful business owner.
So badass. Go buy my shit.
Yeah. And she's a mom.
Yes.
She's a mom. So.
Go ahead.
So I'm here like. My name is Claudia. I am a millennial. And I'm a content creator.
Nice.
My name is Janais. I think Gen Z.
Yes, Gen Z.
And I'm a project manager.
Nice. Nice to meet you, girls.
Look at you. Look at you.
And please, guys, use the super chat and we'll read out your questions and or comments.
So how many of you guys are familiar with the manosphere red pill community?
They live in the real world. They don't perpetually live on the internet. So
we gave them some idea when we're like, have you guys ever heard of the manosphere? They're like,
honestly, I've never even heard of that word.
Yeah. No.
I thought it was like an invented one.
So let me just tell you what's going on the internet. Basically, mostly men and women are holding women accountable for modern day feminism, or where they consider the modern day woman. And some of the traits of the modern day woman is that she needs to be with a guy of a certain status, but then they're afraid because you may take their money. In the case of like, let's say like the biggest example would be like Jeff Bezos, but even that's kind of like questionable and can be debated because a lot of people say that his ex-wife took a bunch of money, but she also helped him a lot, and that's not really said to the general public. That's obviously a small example. We talk about women being whores and being ran through and just having sex for a shot at the club, you know, literally, like, you can't just exchange your, you know, where you're basically trading your beauty and youth for partying, for the club scene, for the yachts, for the trips to Dubai. You're not really interested in being like a traditional woman who raises kids and takes care of the husband. Obviously, immodesty is like a big one. If you show a little bit too much skin, if you wear leggings, there's a lot that goes on in this world, which we just really in the last couple of like months started like hearing about based through the algorithm. But the focus, mostly a lot of it, is Miami women, because a lot of these shows, you know, it's mostly Miami women, women in LA, women in New York, women in Vegas. She was born here. I wasn't born here, but my 20s, I was, you know, I went to the club. Like, I know what that's like. I was in the liquor industry. And so when I hear a lot of these guys talk about, like, well, if you're with ballers at the club, then it must be because you're like putting out, or like, you know, you're a whore and whatever, guys are not going to want you. I feel that it's a little bit ridiculous. Not to say that there aren't hoes out there who engage in, like, I mean,
activities,
promiscuous activities. But that's kind of like the main aspect of it a little bit. They do have really good points in terms of like
self-improvement
for men,
which, and also the idea of, while they give really shitty advice on how to get there, they think that, you know, we should embrace more traditional gender roles, right? Yeah. And that would require that women also to embrace some traditional roles, because women tend to be really masculine nowadays, right? So like, somebody like you, Mabel, it's super successful and you have your own businesses, they'll say that you've got way too much masculine energy and therefore you can't attract a man, right?
So no man's gonna like me. Got
no,
it.
Right. Well, you've got several things going for you. Yeah, you're an entrepreneur and you're self-made. You travel on your own. You're a single mom and you're post-wall because you're over the age of 30, which is women completely lose their value over the age of 30, apparently.
I'm done.
And nobody wants you.
That's it.
So the idea is that women that get married later on in life or find relationships later in life have to settle for the worst of the worst. Is what the idea is. So what we're trying to find out right now, it's a social experiment. Is this reality of JD in Miami real, or is it made up? Truly, what I'd like to see today go towards is that these manosphere type coaching types, they offer all the keys to success to getting women. And they charge you significant money to join these courses and how to get these high value women and talk to the baddies and do all these things. And I guess that I'm hoping that today we just kind of give you a little bit of a perspective that it really isn't that complicated to attract women.
Right.
And that while it is good that as a man, work on yourself and you work on yourself and you provide value to society in general, I think you'll find that women don't need the Andrew Tate Bugatti lifestyle. And a lot of the times would actually not prefer that over, you know, well, whether it's loyalty, caring, a guy that you can count on, you know, because then you got to wonder, for example,
Let's say, a certain type of personality to want to deal with a guy who you know for sure is going to be promiscuous because he has a lot of money, therefore he has more resources, and therefore he has more access to women. That's not going to be there for you. Maybe when you're pregnant and having kids. I mean, my aunt was like that. So we'll ask a few questions. So maybe just start with the first one.
Yeah. So like, talk to me, I guess, first and foremost, what are your relationship statuses?
Boyfriend.
I'm currently single.
Okay.
Where's the
complicated single?
Is it a complicated situation?
That sounds very strange.
I'm single.
Okay.
Single. Talk to me a little bit about dating right now. Like, how do you normally go?
In Miami.
How does the average guy approach you in Miami to date? Is it an online thing? Are you meeting them out somewhere? Your circle of friends? What's the average way where you'd say that you meet men?
I feel like I'm a complicated situation because I don't go out a lot. So I feel like if I meet somebody, it's either online or somebody that I already know through friends, just because I feel like guys are pretty creepy. I want to know what's your background before I actually go on a date with you.
That makes total sense.
And she doesn't
sense.
Leave the house, so.
Do you date Do you date guys around your age group, like in the Gen Z, millennial, Gen X, older?
I would say like they have to be like a 2 or 3 years older than me.
Okay. So not significantly older.
No.
Why
yeah,
not?
Weird.
Why not?
I don't know. I feel like I also have a teen mom. Okay. So I feel like once it's like in the mid, I don't even know.
It's
I
would like your dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
You probably might know her. You probably want to spoil my mom, but.
Yeah, you probably just Mabel.
So let me ask you, considering you're Gen Z, and would you date a guy that would provide for you if he's like 20 years older than you? So suppose you're like, you know, you're Gen Z, right?
Yeah.
Let's say that you meet a guy that's like 45, right? But he's, you know, he's attractive. He's 45. He looks good. He has money. And maybe you're not completely in love with him, but he is a good guy and we're able to provide and you could stay home and, you know, be a house mom. What would you do? Would you date him?
I don't think so.
Why?
Because I feel like if you're that old looking, I feel like there's definitely like a gap in like the mindset. Like, uh-huh. What can you possibly have in common with me? Like you're probably not even on TikTok or something. Like, I don't know. So I feel like, I don't know. There's definitely like a gap in the mindset. And I feel like that's a little weird. Like probably your people your age don't want to date you. There's a reason for why you're alone.
But what if he was married and then got divorced? Because that's like, the case. That's the case for a lot of guys. And they're like, good guys.
I know,
they're
I
good
feel
guys.
Like looking for a thrill.
Okay.
Then when I get old, you'll probably dispose of me and get like another little 20-year-old.
Okay.
There you go.
What was were you guys ever into dating older guys? Cause like
I don't care. I'll date 20 years younger or 20 years older. I don't care.
Vibes.
You
vibe.
You have dated.
I have dated
older.
20 years younger and 20 years older. I feel like it's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Yeah, it's
I don't
a vibe.
Really think age, it depends what situation they're in and just if you like them or not. You know what I mean?
I've loved everybody I've dated.
What do you think were some, can you pinpoint, when you're talking about dating older men, what were some of the things that attracted you to the older men versus what were the things that attracted you to the younger men that you dated?
I just think that honestly, like it's never been about money. Because I just was not born with that gene. I mean, I wish I was. That would be amazing. I wouldn't be like
better
working.
You wouldn't have had to work so hard.
I wouldn't
hard.
Be working. That would be great. But I just wasn't born with that gene. No, it's a vibe. I feel like the older men that I have dated have been fun. And it's been...
Are they trying to like re-spark their like youth by dating younger? Is that kind of what it's
like? I don't
like?
Think so. I think it's just like we got along. We talked. We had... You can't really talk to everyone. The conversation that you like match up with, maybe you and a same age or maybe 2 years or maybe 20 years older or whatever, that's who you're vibing with at the moment. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I feel like.
What about the younger guys?
I feel like with a younger guy, it's more on like a fun thing. Like,
right.
Like, let's like, obviously I'm worried about bills. I'm worried about life. I'm worried about business. I'm worried
your
about
daughter.
Like, yeah. I'm worried about life, everything. So with a younger guy, it's kind of like, yo, you want to go to the beach? Sure. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, why not?
Want
to
go get a tattoo?
Yeah, you want to get a tattoo? Sure. Like, you want to go, I don't know, you want to go skate? Sure. Like, it's fun. It's fun.
So there's this terminology that's used, which is about referring to women over the age of 30 as post-wall, right? Say that you hit a wall,
you start declining.
In,
I haven't declined
in
yet.
Your beauty, that you start declining in your purity, and that therefore you start becoming less attractive to men. When you turn 30, do you feel like you started attracting more or less men?
No, way more.
Yeah.
I totally.
What do you mean?
That.
I became like, because you remember, like, if you're like, let's say 40, which is not that old, some men won't date a 20 something year old, but they will date, their perfect age would be 30 something. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like way more. And as soon as I turned 30, I started dating more 20 year olds.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I felt like there was a lot.
Like, yep. I did. It was like my favorite age. Every single person knows it. Even my boyfriend now, he knows it. It's 27. My favorite age to date is 27.
Nice. Perpetually 27.
Love it. Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, they're fun. You know, it's ridiculous.
I just don't feel like I was ever. I remember there was more of like a societal stigma about turning 30. We're like, oh, it's all downhill after 30. And something like happened at 30. It was like,
I don't know if I went into like a sexual prime in my 30, but it was definitely sending out something into the waves where more men would approach me. Younger men, older men my age. It didn't matter. I felt like I was.
You're like in the middle. So yeah, you could get all sides.
Yeah.
You get everything.
Yeah, and that. I think it might have a lot to do with confidence.
Confidence, and like having your shit together.
100%. Yeah, because you're walking through life differently, right? Yeah. I guess
but
when
I feel
you're
like
30.
The older you get that more and more confidence. Like no one cannot tell me. I tell Claudia all the time, Claudia could be prettier, younger, blah, 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 all the normal, whatever. But at the end of the day, if me and her go in a bar,
she's stealing all my
guys. I'm stealing the guys. Like, I don't care. It has nothing to do with her being more beautiful or me being more beautiful, because we know she's younger, prettier, blah, blah. But it's the confidence level that I have that it's like I could just.
Well, it's also your spirit too, right? Mm-hmm. Because like you've got like that energy that doesn't really age. So then we've plenty of women that are much younger that can't keep up with you.
Oh, no, I know.
Or keep a conversation.
So then that brings up another good point. One of the points that are made is that men don't care about a woman's status in society. So they'll date to them, a woman having like a Harvard education or being
or
a multimillionaire or any kind of success is unnecessary. They would date a waitress or somebody that didn't work because that's not what men value. In your experience, do you think that men care about whether or not a woman is smart or successful? Have you found that that's something that's either been an impediment to you finding dates, being successful, or do you think that it's something that has attracted men towards you?
I honestly don't think they care. I don't know. I don't know because it hasn't affected my thing, so I don't know. I honestly don't think they care. I feel like when you first buy me a drink, do you really care that I'm whatever? Like I don't feel like. And honestly, we're mad at me. Every single person lies. You just told me that you work that you're a lawyer and you didn't even graduate high school. Like I don't know. Yeah. You get me?
So you're like used to people lying.
I feel like that's not even an issue. I don't know.
Do you think that a man can be like a smart, successful man can be with like a dumb girl that can't keep up a conversation? Do you think that kind of man would continue to be attracted to her long as she maintains herself physically?
Yeah. And I also feel like, I don't want to say your upbringing has to do with it, but it just, when you meet someone, you're not thinking, okay, I'm trying to marry them. I feel like as you go, you know what box to put them in. Like, oh, maybe I could date this guy for fun and I know what it is. Or maybe I see myself like he would be a really good father and I could build with him. So I feel like they don't care in the beginning, but depending on maybe how they were brought up or just what they value, what they care about, they know.
You know, you're a content creator. You also model. Do you think that guys see you differently than other women? Because, like, you're more online or, like, you post, like, bikini pictures. Does that matter? Does that change the way men view you versus somebody that's not on social media that much?
I can't put, like, all men in one category. Right. But there are guys that look at that and they're like, I would never date a girl like that because I know what that comes with. And then there's other guys that get it and they're like, that's not really important to me. That's not like a huge deal. Yeah.
But I feel like I've never had a guy tell me, I've been naked on the internet like my whole life. And I feel like no one has ever told me, oh my God, I can't date you because you're too much on the internet. Like no one has ever told me that, ever. And I've dated poor, rich, black, white, fat, ugly, good looking. I mean, no one gives a fuck.
I feel like
I feel like that's what I think. The internet says differently.
That's part of why we wanted to do this podcast because
they'll say
all the time, men don't want single mothers. And it's like, okay, but I've never seen a hot single mom that's single.
No.
Never.
I've never seen a hot single mom that doesn't have her bills paid.
My own mom included.
I've never seen that. Like, I've never experienced that. So they like the single moms? Is that, you think that that's what it is?
100% that's connected.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's guys that only like you have a trail where you only date moms. There's something going on there.
Interesting. I haven't found guys that only date single moms, but I have for a fact seen that I've never seen anybody that I know that's been a parent that has then become a single mom
And your life's
over. Not have access. Like, on the contrary, what I find is that that kind of woman has a higher expectation of the men that she's with. 100%. So they're men that are providers, good men, that if you have a flat tire, you can call them and they're going to come take care of your shit. That if you need a ride somewhere, you need them to move something or build something in your house, that they're ready and willing to do those things. It seems like those single moms tend to attract more men like that because they know that that's...
I was just hanging out right before coming here with an age gap couple, and she is the older partner. Beautiful, and she's super hot, and he's super hot, and we were kind of like talking about this, and she's like, next time I'll take him, like talking about the Russian, and I'm like, yeah, you should, because she, like, it's like, it doesn't matter, and like, a lot of times these men look at older women, they're more mature, they still look good, and they kind of like help them guide in a certain direction and become more of like a man and more mature. But the internet says otherwise. They say that obviously, if like you're a single mom, your life is over.
And no, never. My whole life has been a single mom.
At what age did you become a mom?
14.
So we have a teen mom, 14 years old. Hadn't even gone to prom, right?
Eighth grade prom.
Hadn't even gone to eighth grade prom.
Horrible. Yeah, no, and I've been a single mom, and believe me, no one has kicked me out of bed. No one has kicked me out of bed.
No one has ever kicked you out. On the contrary, right?
No one has ever said no. Wanting
to provide for you and your daughter.
Yeah.
You've always taken care of yourself, so you've never really had to play into role.
Because believe it or not, all women aren't gold diggers.
I would love to be one. Hold on. Guys.
It's not like I didn't try, man.
Guys, I tried.
It just never worked. It never worked out that way. But don't you feel like that kind of like forced you into a situation where you are more successful because you were a single mom? Like that made 100%. You work harder.
I mean, everybody else got to party while I was like trying to work. So while I'm working, everybody was partying. Like I didn't have the luxury to slack off. I didn't have the luxury to say, well, I'm just going to sleep in my mom's room. Or I didn't have the luxury to just not do anything. I knew every year I had to make $100,000 more and more and more and more. It wasn't an option, but I do think that, I mean, it's just like, everybody's different, but 100%, no one has kicked me out of bed. So we're good.
Yeah.
Let's give a shout out to Sharon, the wife of Michael Johnson, who's pregnant with his second child, and he wanted us to give her a shout out.
Okay.
Oh, congratulations to you and your beautiful wife. But it was never anything that held you back. Okay, so now let's talk about this other myth, right? Particularly here in Miami, women have a really bad reputation. Why? Because women tend to be beautiful out here in Miami. It's like, we already know that like a Miami 4 is like a 10 anywhere else in the country, right? So there's this idea that a lot of women, particularly women like you, because you know they have like a large following on social media, they post the sexy pictures or whatnot, that you will only date men that can provide for you, or men that you can scam out of their money, marry them so that you can divorce them and take half. Going around the table and asking everybody, have you, I was going to say dated, but that's not enough. Have you ever fallen in love with a broke guy?
Yes.
Yes.
Multiple times.
Can't relate. Tell us more. Tell us more.
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like something very important to me, and it's not about like how much money you have or anything. It's having like a hustler spirit, like an ambitious like being. Just because like even when I was like, let's say in high school per se, I didn't date like a regular guy that like played sports. He played sports and he also had a job. So I never like, it wasn't like, you know, when you're dating.
You always had like your little lunch money ready.
Yeah,
like, hey, mommy. I got your Cheetos bag.
Yeah, like, I had a few little Valentine's. Like we would go to birthday dinners, things like that, where it's like girls in high school, they were dating guys and like you would hang out in the park. So it's like very different. I don't know.
You're like, I didn't have that brokey life. We didn't go to the park. My man took me to Burger King, bitch.
It was cheesecake.
Damn.
High class.
Hustlers have come up since I was in high school. We were getting a double whopper in my day. Have you ever fallen in love with a broke guy? Tell me about that.
Have you, everybody around the table, have you guys fallen in love with a broke man.
Yes, of course. Yes.
What? Okay, so.
But for, I think there's different definitions too. Oh,
broke. Well, yeah. The, okay, so then, okay, let's answer that first. What would you define as broke? Sure. What would you define? Someone that can't take me to the Cheesecake Factory in high school.
Yeah. No, but I feel like you just don't have your stuff together. Like, you're constantly struggling in life. You live with your mom. You don't help her. Like, at this big age, like, you know, if you're still living with your mom, you don't contribute any money. You don't have a car. You don't have, like, your life. The simple things you should have in life, you don't have them together. And I feel like you shouldn't be focused on dating women if you don't have the main priorities of your life together.
Okay, so that makes sense. Now, do you think that the money is as important as the ambition?
No, because I feel like you could be working towards something.
Okay.
Like, you don't have to have it all together. I'm not saying, like, you have to be, like, super rich or whatever, but you have to be working towards something and have your stuff together.
So talk to me for all of the men in the chat that are maybe trying to work their way up to the Bugatti and aren't quite there yet, that feel like they have to pay for these elaborate courses that teach them how to ask women out. What is the hack? What was it about these broke men that you fell in love with? What were the characterizations that attracted you?
I don't know. I feel like I've been in a relationship with someone that was very successful and someone that was ambitious and trying to get there. And I feel like everything has its goods and its bads. So the person that was least successful ended up giving me more emotional support and understood kind of things that the guy with money was too busy to be able to give me. You know what I mean?
Did he give you like more attention? He was checking in on you more often, calling you more.
So it's like you could date the guy like, oh my God, I want a guy with money to do this, it's whatever. And then you're there and you're like, I'm not happy. I don't know if he likes me or not. You know, like we're always, there's goods and bads. So I feel like there's really no hack. It just depends what is important to you and what makes you happy. And you have to know just what you want. I don't really feel like in Miami, I know a whole bunch of girls that have always said, I will only date a really rich guy, and then they're miserable for years, and then they date someone that maybe doesn't have that much, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, but I fell in love with him. We're like one for another.
Have you girls, like, have you found, like, even the gold diggers, right? Because clearly we know gold diggers, like, we're in Miami, so there's gold diggers. But even the gold diggers got the sneaky link that's broke. Yeah. That's ugly. Yeah. They'll have the sneaky link that's broke and ugly. And that's the one that they can't forget. That's the one that they'll keep going back to. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's like the guy with the Bugatti will get cheated on with the broke short guy with no money.
They'll take his money to give.
Well, I know women like that. We know women that have actually done that. Yeah. They have actually done that. Okay, so like, what are the three?
Okay, Mabel, what about you? Because you're a breadwinner. You got your own stuff going on. You obviously, you're very successful. So have you fallen in love with the broke guy?
100%. A million times.
What was it? What was it about the broke guy?
The thing is that, like, I hate saying, like, broke person, because I was telling you guys before, broke to me doesn't mean broke to you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many definitions of broke.
Right, like, because to one person, maybe, like, less than 50,000 or 100 or a million.
I hear, like, a podcast, they're like, oh, he needs to make 100,000 or more. Okay, but, like, if you make 100,000, you can't afford my life. Like, you're broke to me. But that's somebody's dream. You know what I mean? But, like, if you're like, oh, he needs to make 300,000, to me, you're still broke. Like, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, so someone else could be like a million, and, you know, to somebody else, you're still broke. Like, so that's why it's like, it could be like different definitions to it. But have I dated someone that literally was broke, like no car, nowhere to live, like mom's house? 100%. 100%.
She was going to say no way.
100%. And I'm like sleeping in his mom's fucking house.
Like, I remember waking up in the morning to have cafeteria with these guys. With the mom.
Please.
But if I don't want to deal with mommy in the morning.
100%.
Yes.
When I hear like, oh my God, I'm not going to date a guy unless he makes 100,000. Okay, that guy's broke to me. I'm not like, that's what I'm saying. Don't say, I feel like I don't like when people say that, because it's like you sound ignorant, because
lazy where no ambition is.
Yeah, that's kind of the kicker, right?
To me, I could never in my life date someone that had no ambition. I hate that. To me, it's such an unattractive character. Like, you could literally be like poor, no car, no nothing, whatever. But if you're like so willing to like do stuff or help or like, you know what I mean? Like you have like that. I'm, like to me, that's so attractive. Like if I say, you know, the person that I'm with now, obviously like you guys know him or whatever, I am the breadwinner. And to me, the most attractive quality is from him is that no matter what idea I have, he's like, okay, what can we do to do it? Like, it's like, you want to start a new business? Yeah. I've started so many businesses now with him. I mean, multiple.
With his help.
Because of him. Because if he wasn't there, the number one thing is time, help, blah, blah, blah. Everybody has an idea for a business. But if you don't have somebody else supporting you or willing to do it with you or like, you know, kind of guiding you or like pushing you or like, I'll take care of that so you could shine. Mm-hmm. Then yeah. You can't do that. So yeah, I am the breadwinner money-wise or whatever, but I would never be able to have multiple businesses if it wasn't for him.
I just guess I'm confused because I've always chosen the normal guys that I felt more comfortable and attracted to and had chemistry with than the wealthier guy that could like take me to Prime like maybe 3 times a week, but like the energy wasn't there.
No,
and it's like, and people don't like, a lot of these men don't get it. Like they genuinely think that everyone is going to turn you down. A lot of times is because you have no riz. You have no riz. Yeah. You have, that's like a Gen Z thing.
Oh, sorry, boo. That's like nobody else.
You have no riz. You have no swag.
All the millennials in the room were like, what
right.
The fuck?
You have no swag. And that's why you're not like putting out this energy and getting girls back, right? And then that was our next question. It's like, we were laughing. We're like, let's ask the girls if they ever fallen for like the ugly, funny guy.
Hello, I am marrying an ugly, funny guy.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. There you go. I love my ugly, funny guy. No,
it's like honestly, Seth Rogen. Like, yeah. Girls like Adam. Adam,
super hot.
Exactly. Adam, what was his name? Adam, the other, Adam Sandler's another one that pulls bitches. Exactly. Everybody loves the ugly, funny guy.
Adam Sandler's a cutie pie?
Yeah. Everybody loves.
You know why?
I'm going to switch to Judaism now.
That's not what you give me. Let me, Mabel, to go back to your relationship. How do you feel the fact that you are the breadwinner in the relationship? Because you, I mean, your boyfriend clearly makes money as well. You just make significantly more money. Do you feel like that's changed the dynamics as far as like the gender roles? Like, is he still like the masculine leader in some ways in your relationship? Or does that role change where you end up kind of taking the lead in your relationship? What do you feel that?
I mean, I feel like that's like a weird question because it's not like I'm changing his oil or like okay. I'm doing like man stuff. Like I'm not like hanging up shit. Like that's what I'm saying. Like I feel like it kind of sucks that people have to be like, well, do you wash dishes and cook and blah, blah, blah. I didn't do that before and I'm not doing it now and I'm not ever going to do it. I don't cook. I don't clean. I don't do nothing. I make enough money that I can just have someone to do it. Like, right. I don't get it. So I don't cook, but neither does he. I don't wash dishes. Neither does he. I don't wash clothes. Neither does he. I feel like we have made enough that we don't have to do that or put our life in a situation that we don't have to do that. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what people mean by like, am I the man or is he the woman? Like, I never understand that because it's like, I don't get it. Like,
he's still doing his like man role thing.
I mean, I don't even know. But I mean, I don't put gas in the car. He does it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like what, like, I'm going to be a bitch if I had money or not. Like, I'm gonna be annoying.
I'm gonna be annoying.
I'm a bitch at things no matter what, because that's my personality. So I feel like if, like, I want to bitch for things, it has nothing to do that I have money or not. It's that I'm just bitchy. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand the whole gender role thing. Like,
I think, you know what it is? I think it really comes from, like, kind of old school traditional, or not really, but just a certain mindset of the guy is the guy, and he makes money, and he's a provider. So women kind of have to, like, you know, just shut up or just play their part. You know what I'm saying? Just because he makes more money, so he just controls and leads. So I feel like when women are the breadwinner, it's people are confused and they're like, wait, so do you run him? Like, do you tell him what to do?
But like, I feel like that's a lie too. I feel like it's a lie too because, like, let's say normal old school husband and wife. At the end of the day, we know the wife is running the shit.
I mean,
100%.
Of course.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we know that.
But sorry, I have to get close to the mic. But I get what you mean, because even if the woman, like you talk to like our friends' parents, that the moms like are stay-at-home moms and stuff like that, like they are the ones like behind the scenes, guiding, like running the finances, and
just nobody's judging
and running stuff. But I guess it's kind of like okay because she's still submissive and stay homes and takes care of the things.
I mean, let's not get it. It's not like I'm like, oh my God, let me be the breadwinner. No, yeah. Fuck that. Does he want to, can he get a job that he makes X amount of money? Please go get it.
But it was also not a requirement for you. Like to you, when you started dating your boyfriend, knowing that he made significantly less money than you, what were the things that did attract you to him?
When I met my boyfriend, so he followed me for like a very long time on Facebook. He actually knows Facebook. Isa. Yeah, and that's how he knew me. And yeah. I remember one time,
he used to
like
be obsessed with her, like, years ago,
he's like, oh my God, I saw you went to Paris with Isa because he followed Isa.
Yeah.
And I was like, ew. And I just walked away because I was like, ew, stalker. And that's it. No big deal. But then later on, years later, whatever, he had just gotten divorced. He had 3 kids, 2 baby mamas, had lost his house to the ex-wife, was living back into his mom's house in the spare bedroom.
Oh, my goodness.
He had just gotten fired from his job. So...
And you fell in love with him.
And I said, oh my God, I love this guy. No, we just kept hanging out. Because remember, I'm not thinking, I'm gonna vibe.
So what was it? Was it the vibe?
He was great. And he's like, he was just like accepting of anything. I'm crazy. So he was just very accepting. He was just like
go with the flow. If you wanted to go to a restaurant, he was down. If you wanted to stay up until 4 in the morning, he was down.
Remember, my problem was that, I was making a lot of money, but I had no time. So you literally had to want to go eat with me at 2 in the morning when I could, had time. So I'm like, yo, you want to go to whatever to go eat? He's like, yeah, everything was yes. So why would I, you know what I mean? That's who somehow it was like a perfect storm. Cause imagine I could tell anybody else, hey, you want to come eat at 2 in the morning? He's going to be like, no, because this guy told me that if you call me after 2 in the morning, I can't say yes. And blah, blah, blah. It's like, all right, guy, I'm done. Like, it's a no, right?
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the instructional. Let's talk about the instructional. So I'm going to play. This is no shade on Myron from Fresh and Fit. Maybe a little
hold
shade.
Hold on. Let's give a shout out. I'm sorry to 2 super chats. Adam Silva, he says, hello again, ladies. Thank you for bringing the truth and common sense to the forefront. Much to be learned by listening tonight. And Stacy, thank you so much for your contribution. Guys, if you have any questions, if you want us to read anything out loud, please use the super chat.
We got another little contribution from Michael Johnson again for his wife. He really wants us to give his wife Sharon a shout out.
Aww,
and we want Sharon. Good for Sharon. Give Sharon the shout out, and I hope that she has a healthy pregnancy.
Fast and painless.
Fast and easy, painless pregnancy.
So you're going to play the clip?
Yeah, I'm going to play this clip. I want to get your take on this. So, Myron, the gentleman in this clip is the host of one of the fastest growing dating podcasts on YouTube called Fresh and Fit. Fresh and Fit really takes this like manosphere red pill perspective to dating. All of the things that we've kind of discussed with you that are taking place on the internet. And he has a course where he trains men how to attract women, how to get good quality women that maybe you have access to. So as women living in Miami your entire lives,
they're going to say we're not good quality.
No. No, they're going to definitely say that you're post-war, you're a single mom. They're going to say anything, but then they're going to still slide into your DMs and be like, hey, mommy, what's up? Because that's what we know. I'm not going to shit on Myron, but that's where we're at. But I did want to play this clip, and I want to get your take on this advice. Well, you already saw it earlier. I can show it to you right now.
So you're
going to hear it.
You're
going to
hear it.
You're going to hear it. Okay.
And quite frankly, they're simps. They'll buy a girl drinks. They'll take her out.
Hold on. I got to play it from the beginning.
Especially when you're at a bar or a nightclub, etc. Buy me a drink. So when a girl tells you this, all you got to say is, sure. Right after you buy the first round. And I promise I got you in the next one. Basically, all you're saying there, guys, is I see what you're trying to do. I get that. I respect the hustle. But you got to invest first. And the thing is, guys, unfortunately, there's a world now where a lot of guys are out there. And quite frankly, they're simps. They'll buy a girl drinks. They'll take her out to dinner, etc. without her earning it. And if she doesn't earn it, she's not going to respect you. A lot of the time, we'll wait to see if a girl actually...
All right.
We just want them. Can the camera zoom into my eyes?
Can we? Can you give us a little eye roll?
like pinch me on the roll.
All right. You've lived in Miami your entire lives. You've been in club culture since you were probably like 15 years old, because again, that's what happens in Miami. Scenario. You see a guy from across the bar and he kind of gave you an eye. And he's cute.
I love the voice you're putting, though.
He's cute. Why not? I'm building the story. I'm setting the scene, right? He's cute. Now he walks up from across the bar and he says, and he's like, hello, how are you? And you're like, oh, I'm doing good. Right? Mm-hmm. And then he's like, how are you doing? And he gets into the conversation. And then you mention like, oh, let's get a drink. And he tells you, well, you got to buy me a drink first. What's your honest reaction?
I'm not going to do anything with him. That's it. We're done.
Yeah.
I would literally call the police. Like, this man, the bouncer, this man is taking a danger. This man.
I'm kidding. Honestly, because you're already bringing me drama. Like, I had a hard day. I need a drink. Like, I'm just trying to, like, kind of, like, forget my day, and like, it's been stressful. Like, no, I just want to have a drink. Okay, you don't want one, fine. If you make life too difficult, it's too difficult. Yeah. Like, I don't want that.
You're already putting me to a test.
I'm done. Yeah. Red flag. That's red flag.
Why are you looking so deep into it?
Right.
I feel like, first of all, have you ever had to ask a guy for a drink? Because I was thinking about it. I'm like, I've never had to ask a guy for a drink ever. No. I mean, I don't go out at all anymore.
I go out every day. No, we're good.
You do?
No, I've never. Me and Claudia go to drink every single day.
Really?
Every single day we go to a bar, and no.
Yeah, they, that's the
if
thing.
Anything,
I'm like,
I'm rejecting drinks.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know you. Why am I accepting a drink?
Yeah.
Or like, we're not even drinking today.
So then you're not just accepting drinks from men because they're buying you drinks. Because that's another. Apparently, we only go to the bar so that men can buy us drinks.
No.
So realistically, would you take a drink?
How many times do we go and I'm like, I'm not drinking today? And I fight with them. And I'm like, today, do not get me.
So here's an extreme.
But then I start drinking, but it's bad. But whatever.
So here's an extreme situation. Yeah. You're at the club with your girls, and I guess that this is a little different because this is already going into true simp territory. I know that the internet is obsessed with calling everybody a simp, but I guess this is true simp territory. There's a guy, not good looking, one of these like sweaty Manolo types that hangs out, kind of like MDL. One of these sweaty Manolo types, and he's creepy. Manolo. Well, you know, like a Miami Manolo, like his sweaty with the chains and like.
He's been dancing all night.
Yeah, he's been dancing all night. You know, he's got like the sweat stain in the back of his shirt.
Every time she's Manolo, it gets me like, ¿qué pasa, USA?
Yeah, so it's true. Manolo says, you're beautiful. I want to buy you and your friends a bottle, but he has to hang out with the table, at the table with you the entire night. Are you accepting the bottle or are you paying for your own drinks?
I think maybe.
Why not?
I feel like maybe.
Manolo?
Yeah. I feel like maybe because that doesn't mean we're having sex. That doesn't mean anything. Like, I feel like, why do people think that a man and a woman have to, like, it's like, now we're having sex.
No.
Like, I feel like it doesn't mean a relationship. I feel
Well, according to the manosphere, if you're in a table with a lot of men, then you have to be having sex with at least one of them.
No.
That's what I said.
As annoying as he is, as annoying as he looks, Manolo's sweaty. Manolo's a vibe. I mean, he was the party.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's
I wish. I wish we would post this picture that I sent her today. So I was in Vegas 2 years ago with the girls for a bachelorette party.
No, we're gonna post it right now.
You can put it up.
Yeah, I'm gonna post it right now. Hold on.
And like we're all over 30, and we obviously when you go to Vegas, the bouncers themselves they put you in tables. Or whatever it is that you get taken care of, and we get to a night party, like a night pool party, and anyways we end up at the table with like these, I don't know if they were like a Persian Jewish something like that, whatever, very extravagant.
It's already a vibe.
Right, it's already a vibe.
It's already a vibe.
But today we're talking about it, and there's this guy, she's about to post a picture, and the guy has a t-shirt. What does it say? I'm fat and I like to party, let's party.
I feel like that would be a bestie.
And honestly, the best, funnest vibe ever. And the guy was huge. And his energy, he wasn't creepy. He was like attentive to the girls, respectful, like, fun, engaging. Like, you know, he wasn't being a creep, like, come here, let me grab you and stuff like that. And like, again, I think it's all about confidence, and maybe that's what these men on the internet are lacking and therefore looking for how to build that confidence. But a lot, but at the same time, they're like shitting on women. So it's like, okay, I have no confidence, but I have to blame well, the like other the sex.
Girl hating on the pretty
right,
girl.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like exactly.
I
mean,
and also, I don't want to put it all towards the men either. I feel like it has to do with women also. Mm-hmm. With women, I feel like you get to a mature age where you realize that not every guy is trying to like hit on you.
Right.
Or not every guy meet, like if you have
a
friend.
Do you think that that's the case? Every man is not trying to hit on you? Because
I do think that every man, like every single man that we have around us will have sex with us if we decide.
Engage it.
If we say, believe me, your bestest friend, your closest friend, your whatever, your childhood friend, if you say, hey, let's have sex, he will 100% say yes. Right. Duh, he's a man, which is fine. But what I'm saying is that like, not like, like, I feel like women, we have to get to a point where we get mature enough that we, that's not all we have to offer. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like the guy comes up to us and we're like, oh my God, he's so hitting on me. No, like, he's such a vibe. Like, let's hang out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you don't give that vibe, he's like, it doesn't become that vibe. Like, someone could come up to me today and he's like, yo, can I sit with you guys? I'll buy a bottle. Yeah, let's ride.
And here's the thing for the men, because we do have a lot of guys listening. Like, you guys cannot compare yourself to women. You have to compare yourself to other men. Because if you compare yourself to women, you're always going to think like you are in the losing end of the stick, because women get stuff for free, because women can use their beauty, sexuality, femininity, whatever to get stuff. And is it every woman? No. Could we all participate in that type of culture exchange? Yes. But you need to be comparing yourself to other men, to more successful men, and
not compete against women.
Right. Yeah. Don't compete against women. Don't think that Because women, you know, will get a
free
drink,
that you
whatever.
Should get free drinks,
right?
Too.
It's just
and honestly, pick a struggle. So you don't want to be the man, like I get it. Like, so we're not doing the whole like man thing. Like now you want to be a woman. Now you want me to buy you a drink. Like I mean, pick a struggle.
Did you post
like,
it up? Did you get the pic?
I'm trying to get it loaded now.
Oh, okay. Here's the other question that we have. So there's obviously a lot of conversation, especially, you know, we're conservatives or more like, you know, Trump supporters. We do a lot of politics and stuff like that. There is a conservative movement that talks a lot about like traditionalism and women like really conserving themselves or being pure and striving not to have a lot of sexual partners and stuff like that. There's like nuances to everything. And there's obviously extremists in both sides, right? There's going to be the, who cares about body count? I fuck everything that walks. It doesn't matter. And then you're going to have your very Puritans, like a woman should strive to be a virgin until she gets married, and the higher body count that they have, the more emotional damage that they have, and you should care about women's body count and stuff like that. I have never in my entire life ever in my life been asked, what is your body count?
Never.
Not when I was talking to somebody or dating or in a relationship or later on or nothing ever. Have any of you guys ever been asked that question?
By a man? No, maybe like girl talk, like when I was younger, but never.
Like the girls, your girlfriend's wanting to know.
Yeah. Like girl, and when we're younger, but I feel like a man.
Like way younger, like high school.
Oh, I'm either going to be with you or not, depending on your body count. And I don't feel like that. I don't know. I feel like don't be a homie hopper either, but I feel like you shouldn't, in my opinion.
Well, because those are the things that stick out to me as like actual hoes, right? Like we've cut out hoes like from our circles before.
Yeah, me
and
too.
It's not that I think that it had a lot more to do like, were you a homie hopper? Were you hitting on your friends?
I like that word. I like that word, homie hopper.
Like being like a hoe is like what hoish thing to do. Because if you just want to like have sex with a lot of people, whatever, you're going through this whole phase, whole experience, right? Because everybody does it, whether they want to admit it or not. It's a whole phase. Everybody has it. It's like if you're doing trifling things, like you're fucking your best friend's man or you're doing hoish, that's a whole thing. That's when you're a hoe.
Mm-hmm. It's not that having and engaging with several partners.
I know. That's promiscuous. But
Is there too high of a body count? Like, is there? Do you think that a woman can follow those rules and get to a certain body count and be like, "All right, ma'am, that is too much"?
I don't think so. I think feel like
whatever
body.
You're comfortable with.
Yeah, I feel like if you,
because at the end of the day, like, who will really know? Women lie every day. Like, men.
Women do lie every day. Women do lie every day.
You don't know the numbers.
That's true. Like, even the girls that are saying that they've only been with a handful of guys are probably lying. So you just never really know.
And I feel like you should pick. Like, let's say you want to be pure and weight and blah, 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 whatever. Good. Do that if that's what you want to do. And I feel like no one should tell you anything about your own body. Like, that's what it is. Like,
well, did you have this conversation with your daughter at an early, like, at what age?
I got pregnant at 14, so I scared her to death from beginning. Like,
when she got her period, probably?
No, way before. No. I was scaring her from...
10 years old.
Yeah. I was going to scare her to death.
What did you tell her?
Everything. Like 100%. Like, if you get pregnant, I'll kill you. Sex. No, but I did talk to her because my mom didn't talk to me about sex. So I was open. Like, yeah. I was very open and with her. I mean, she hasn't gotten pregnant yet. But yeah. I mean, now I want her to get pregnant, but she doesn't want to.
Right.
Maybe I scared her too much.
I think you might have scared her too much. Yeah. I think that's what
you want to be a grandma already?
I mean, yeah. Why not? Yeah.
Are you gonna let them call you grandma?
She's gonna be the coolest grandma.
You're gonna
call
me like some stupid name.
She's gonna be a cool grandma.
I can be Kiki.
She's a cool grandma.
Kiki. Okay. All right. Here's the next question. Here's the next question. So, the men on the manosphere again, very obsessed with purity, and they say that they want a woman that hasn't had a lot of sexual partners, that the ideal age is the ages between like 19 and 24 years old, where they're in their highest fertility.
That's weird.
They don't want somebody that's traveled too much or been in fancy cars, because then you've had other men show you experiences.
Wow.
So now I need you to imagine this 23-year-old quiet girl, small family, religious, a virgin.
She grew up in like Wyoming.
Wyoming.
A town of like 300 people. There's like a church, like two stoplights, you know, very
Envision
Christian.
Envision this girl.
Right?
Envision this girl. Now, imagine this woman dating a guy like an Andrew Tate.
No.
Okay, hold That's on. Because like this is what they claim that they want. Does that girl end up winning in that relationship?
No.
Or... does a hoe come in and win? What do you think normally happens in that kind of situation? Do men really want these pure virgins, untouched, no experience?
Unless he's like that, I feel like no. I feel like now you're just trying to do like a manipulation type of thing. I feel like if he's in that lifestyle, like if he's a church going, blah, 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 then he's going to want obviously his equal. Equal,
correct,
not
correct,
lower, correct. You know what I mean? His mm-hmm. equal to be in the same type of like likes. I like going to church, you like going to church. I haven't had a lot of partners, you shouldn't have a lot of partners, like type of thing. I'm fine with that because that's what you, how you believe life to be, right. Then that's what you like. You get me? Obviously, we have the mentality that all men are gonna like holes, all men are gonna, you know, no one's gonna turn anybody down. I get it. But what I'm saying is more like on, let's say that Andrew Tate guy, I don't really know much about him because I haven't seen one of the things, but I'm guessing, you know, he's out there. You know what I mean? I'm thinking that is not his ideal. Like, that's not a match. I would never match that. Like, I don't know. I feel like he needs to be matched with somebody that's also out there.
I think it's more of like an ego thing.
Okay, tell
me. It's like, why are you worried about what another man does? I feel like that's like you have low self-confidence.
Because they should take up the competition. Like, what do you care if this girl
has like if, for example, like you're talking to a guy, whatever, and you know he has a reputation, like he's a hoe, whatever. Like, would that deter you if you liked him a lot? It's like, no, let me. It's my turn. I'm here. It's my turn. I'm here now. Like, it's whatever.
No,
I'm done.
No, I do feel
someone,
like men, like they're very ego driven sometimes when it comes to certain things. But I also feel like option A, the first girl, is easy manipulated, and if you're looking
she has an experience
to mold someone. And like a whole
It is moldable. It is moldable.
Kind of know the game, and you know what I mean. So it's really
someone said, "Ladies, how are you going to ask women what men want?" And we're not asking them. We haven't asked them at all.
We're actually asking them what they want.
We're asking women's experiences. We've asked them if they dated the ugly guy, the broke guy, the funny ugly guy. Their experiences as a single mom, as a model. She's a Gen Z, so if you just jumped in. We're not asking them at all, like, what do men want?
Yeah, we don't.
I think that if we were going to do that, we were going to bring in men and ask them, like, what do you want? We're asking them, like, have you ever been asked about your body count? Have anybody has ever cared that you're a mom or that, you know, you have these pictures or this and that? Like, that's what we're asking. And on the contrary, we're giving the short, ugly guys, the guys that don't have money, the guys that are not meeting all these expectations, reality that there are, you know, women, many women, whether it's young, whether it's a mom, whether it's a model, will date you just based on your energy, on your personality, not necessarily because you drive a Bugatti or you have $1 million in the bank. Because the reality is that most of us here, even the short guys, like I'm like short a tall girl. Like I'm a tall girl.
Oh, somebody was asking, how tall are you? A lot of people in the chat were asking.
I'm 5'7" and I've dated guys that are
I've dated guys that are
like my height. Which with heels, if I wear 3-inch heels, literally he's going to be here. Yeah. But we had chemistry and we got along great and I liked him and he was a good guy. So then you just like, kind of like, what are you going to do? Energy. Like,
I feel like
big dick energy.
Well, they would say that that's a feminist. Remember when we had Sterling here, they said, Marion would say, where are those guys now though? You'll date them, but for how long? Yeah, but you can't base it on just the girl. You'll date them, but for how long? Like, you dated them, period. You know what I mean?
As
like,
as long as the vibe is there, what are we talking about?
The entire manosphere is about stacking bodies. You know,
she literally just said that her fiance makes less money than she is. She is the breadwinner. When she met him, he was literally back home after a very messy divorce, living in his mom's house in the second bedroom, and now they're engaged and living together. So where is he now? Engaged. Literally engaged. Literally engaged. And it's just like, it goes back to like, you guys always want to blame the women. Like, why is it that because he's not around anymore, then it's because the women left him? It could have been the type that's like, it could have been the type that's like, she was Barbara the Builder. She helped us build this man up when he had nothing. And trust me, one of my ex-boyfriends was like that with his girl. And now he married like the hotter hoe. That happens a lot, which is like, you are Barbara the Builder. You put up with your man while he's like struggling and just making it. And maybe you live off of like one income and, you know, you have one car and you live in a one bedroom small apartment. And guess what? Once the guy builds, sells his company, gets a bunch of money and he has access to the hotter bitch that does like to go to a $500 dinner and have the red bottoms or whatever, he dumps his girl and goes, you know what? The Wolf of Wall Street is like the perfect example of that. You know how many guys are out there like that, just like the Wolf of Wall Street? You get married, you meet this guy when he's literally nothing. He has no money. You help him build his business and he leaves you for the hotter women or for the supermodel or for whoever else, because only a certain amount of money is going to get you access to those women. So don't sit here and be like, you'll date them for a little bit, but then you'll leave them. No, because on the contrary, as many of these guys say online, women don't have to have a career or be lawyers or be in corporate or whatever to bag the guy that has more money. Mm-hmm. So they could have skipped the whole process of dating the short guys or the broke guys or whatever it is, the ugly guys, and then just gone straight to like the ugly baller. Right? Am I wrong?
Right. And, you know, there's people in the chat saying like, oh, well, where are those guys now? They're not dating. Well, the truth is that the majority of the people that you end up dating in your life, you're not going to end up with. Yeah. Mabel's been in a long-term relationship. Right.
For the first time in my life.
I'm married. You're such, Mabel, we've been married before. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Why do you lie to these people? I'm going to go in there and be like, oh, that's the problem.
Single dad, like, he's like, oh, I'm a single dad. Nobody wants to get close to me.
That's not true at all.
Like,
that's not true.
I mean, everybody loves a single dad.
Everybody loves a single dad. And yeah. the girls my age, I'm a millennial. The girls my age group that, like, weren't able to, like, catch the first wave, as we call it, or catching the second wave of men that are divorce, because let's be honest, 50% of marriages end up in divorce. And a lot of those men have children already, and it's not a problem. As a man, a child, even if you have sole custody, am I saying that there are women that are not going to like want to, what is it called, date you because you have a child? Sure. But, you know, one of my best friend's little sister, they're engaged and they're living together. Older, I think he's like 15 years older, and she's in her 20s, and he has two children, and they share custody with the mom, and it's like not a problem at all. In fact, all the girls that I know now that they didn't get married with like their college sweethearts that are in the second wave, like dating, the majority of them are dating dads.
Well, they like, have to. Everybody else.
80%, 80 to 90% of the women. Yeah. Right.
There's like, they have children. Well,
but here's when I was, I remember that, yeah. I went through a stage like in my late 20s where I was like, yeah, traveling a lot for work, and I needed somebody, yeah, that was busy, like that had their own thing going on. And like, right, single dads had that. And then aside from that, single dads also have like less time to be on the internet eating shit. Like they have, right, kids. So they're like working responsibilities. Yeah. They're like the, yeah, leaders in their house. There's something really masculine about men taking on that role. Right. So I would argue that there's probably going to be a lot more women that are attracted to men because they're single dads. Then there's going to be women that are like, oh, ilk, no, I don't want a guy.
But I also want to put in there that like, okay, so like, let's say this guy that he thinks no one wants to date him because he has a kid. He also has to not, like, let's say he dated somebody and they said, no, I don't want anybody with kids type of vibe. He can't think that that's like everybody, yeah, because a couple years ago, if I met somebody with a kid, maybe I would have been like, oh my God, yeah, I'll buy a car seat myself and I'll pick up your kid. Fast forward to today, I do not do anything with, I would not date anybody with a kid. I know, somebody.
Your boyfriend has three,
I get it,
children.
But I get it. But when he met me, the first thing I told him was, I don't want to have anything with the kids. And he said, no worries. They're my kids. And to this day, I mean, we've been together 4.5 years or whatever. And to this day, I don't do anything with the kids.
You do stuff with the kids, Mabel.
Maybe once a year. No, I do not. No, I do not. Not
haunted house.
Not, yeah, exactly. During Halloween.
They used to hang out at the store. And all,
but no, only when he goes. I do not take care of them. I do not pick them up. I do not do anything. Not because I don't, not because of anything, but because I'm in a different state of my life, which is wherever I'm at, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'm doing my own thing. Like, I already raised my kids. I already, like, that's, yeah, not something. So when we first started dating, I said, I don't want to date anybody with kids. And he said, nope, that's not gonna be a problem. And that's what it is. So I'm not saying that's me today,
right,
at this age, but maybe a couple years ago, I would have been like, yeah, let's go. I'll pick them up.
The car seat, right,
let me carpool with the mom.
I got the playpen taking out,
yeah,
of the house.
Let's put the mom's number. Let me get on a group chat with the moms. No, I've never.
Now, let me, you're in a different age bracket. Would you date a guy with a kid?
It depends.
Like, all right,
a good dad, is your baby mama, like, are you guys really done, like, how old is the baby,
how crazy is the baby mama?
I don't really care, like, I feel like how old,
because you'll match the crazy, is that what it is?
No. She's like, we're taking family pictures and stuff. No,
we'll beat them.
Yeah.
Somebody, this super chat right here says, those politics are progressive, I guess this is more towards us,
yeah,
those politics, progressive or conservative or liberal matter to you? Would you date personally a far left, but end up liking conservative women more? So basically, like, does like politics and even their value system affect to you? Yes,
to me,
right?
How do you identify politically?
I mean, well, I mean, I voted for Trump every single time. Right. But to me, yes, not because, oh my God, but it's just because I am an entrepreneur.
Right.
Like, I don't want, like, it, like, I do like somebody that, like, doesn't believe in just free stuff. Like, you know, little things like that. So, you know, it's just a personality
thing. You think, like, the
thing,
political ideology can have a lot to do with the way that they live their,
yes,
life? Like, if you're a conservative Republican, that you might be more inclined to making money as opposed to a liberal who's more, like, communist tendencies and wants to work less and get more for that.
Correct.
So you make a correlation between, like,
yeah,
work ethic and political affiliation.
And, I mean, right now I'm not, like, super into politics or whatever, but like, when the whole thing starts again, I don't want to like start arguing with the person I'm living,
right,
with. Like, why add another thing to,
right,
my thing? So yes, I mean, it, like, let's say I'm Christian, I don't want the guy to be an atheist. Like, that to me, it's like, why am I gonna already come with, like,
that struggle?
Like, why am I adding more struggles to my relationship? Like, I feel like I'm Christian. Well, you're Christian. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's what it's gonna,
yeah,
be.
I have like a no compromise, not so much for politics. We can have different views, but for me, 100%. Like, religion's like a thing. Like, I'm not gonna convert to Judaism, I'm not gonna convert to Hinduism, or what's the other one, Islam or anything like that. I say that, I mean, I hope I don't, but I, because it's just too much for me to like change. And like, it's a very strong belief system as, yeah, far as I feel like religion especially. And somebody was asking, like, how do you compromise or how do you navigate the world? That was a kind of like a common question here. And it's just like, that's what you date for. That's what you go on these dates for. If you're using, like, I honestly, I don't think since like 2016, I've never use like a Bumble or any of those things. I know people that have gotten married off of Tinder, and I know people that have had horrible experiences. I feel like it depends. But even in that, those type of like dating profiles, like you can put like specifics, like Christian only, or open to different religions, or, you know, conservative and don't do this. Me personally, I couldn't deal, like I couldn't be with like an atheist, right? I don't have to be with a super religious guy.
Yeah, that, I don't
like,
have to be Christian. I don't have to be Christian, right, Catholic, or whatever.
Correct,
but
correct.
It can be like, right. I hate God.
Like, oh, I can't be with somebody who's like a blue
hat. Like, right. Where are you?
I can't be with like a super, super liberal that's like, yeah, we're well, like having abortions at like 5 months. Like, all, because there's a lot of things that then go into like your values, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing with like, you want free everything, socialized healthcare, you want free education. Like, I work too. I'm an entrepreneur, just like yourself. Like, taxes sucks, right? There's so much that goes into like your small business. And I'm like, nah, dude, like, and, you know,
yeah, we don't have to agree, but you can't just be on the other side.
Like, ideology too, because there's certain things that you just expect. Like, for example, if I'm a conservative and I'm unapologetically pro life. And dating somebody who's pro-choice can pose a problem if they believe in abortions, and then I get pregnant and they're not okay with my decision to want to keep a baby. The same thing with like stuff like yesterday we had Destiny on and we talked about the vaccinations. Mm-hmm. I don't want to vaccinate my children. Somebody that's a liberal might want to. So then where is there a future for us if we disagree on these very like fundamental, very 100%. Fundamental things, right? So I do think that political ideology does matter, particularly in these very politically polarized times that we are living in, where politics has kind of like creeped its way into every aspect of life in general.
And I feel like also it's like where you hang out. Obviously, there's like we do have some very religious like followers or people that engage with us. Like, I'm sure that if you guys don't drink, then going to a bar or going to a club is obviously going to be out of the question. So what are your options? Whether it's like working out, going to a park, going to a library, going to church, obviously joining like different youth groups. Like, you have to put, I feel like it's like a numbers game too, right? Because a lot of people, it's like, well, no one's approaching me, or like I'm not dating anybody, or I'm not dating material, but are you putting yourself out there?
It's that they're not putting themselves out there.
Yeah. Like, are you there? There's always going to be someone like our guest yesterday. He's like a blue hair liberal, very, very progressive, very left wing. And like, he got married and they're still in an open relationship. And, you know, they have their thing going on. But like, there's always going to be somebody for you, like, yeah, no matter what it is. And it's one of the things that we've gotten a lot of shit on the internet, because we've said like women win, even hoes. And like,
that was the next question. So I'll ask you guys ask that question. Simple. The internet says that hoes lose, that never. Men don't want anything to do with hoes, high body counts don't matter. Do hoes win or do hoes lose?
I feel like we always win. Women win.
Women win.
Women win.
Right. Now, aside from these women, do hoes win? Do you think that hoes win to good girls? Good girls take the L, or do the hoes take the L?
The thing is that if you put it in a thing, I would be a hoe. Body count? I have no idea. Like, honestly, like, if you ask me my number, I don't know what it is.
Somebody asked for a body count in the talk show. Like,
tell Buddy, I have no idea. Tell him, I don't remember. I don't know. What the fuck? I don't know. Who's keeping count? Why would I do a one?
You know what's like, funny, though?
On a little notebook.
On my notebook. Oh, and this was on the day.
Wait, Tamara, I need to hear this.
Yeah, that's like a good joke, like, for people my age, I guess, like, whatever.
Wow.
Gen Z.
They put it on their notes. Like, you have, like, your notes up. The ongoing joke is,
I saw a TikTok about it.
Yes, when you log into her notes app and you see the list of baby names, and they're all boys for some reason. Like, that's
it's a thing.
When you're young, like, I deleted mine.
Well, I remember keeping a list when I was, like, younger.
Yeah.
But you've always been very open about that, about just how open you are about your sexuality.
So I would be a whole
So realistically, up. Men shouldn't want to wife you up.
No.
They should want to sleep with but you, but not wife you up.
Every single person I have ever dated has wanted to wife me up. I don't care.
Even how many times have you been proposed
after,
to Mabel?
A million, honestly. Before, after, or even after, they're like, oh my God, Mabel's so fucking crazy. Oh my God, Mabel, oh my God. To this day, 2023, they're like, hey, big head.
Yeah. Hey, big head.
It's like, no.
You mean to tell me that these men didn't care that you were out here sleeping around and they still wanted to marry you?
100%.
You mean to tell me men marry hoes? No, we were talking about this. Like, honestly,
it's because some of our audience, the fact that they're more right-wing conservative, they conflate or mix up, like, are we say in reality, like, the sky is blue. Like, there's no discussion about it. The sky is blue with, like, are you promoting that women should be hoes and be promiscuous, right? So, and it's just like, we're not saying that. We're giving you the simple facts, no different than if we were to tell a liberal that, no, Trump didn't put kids in cages, right? Because that's a fact, but you want to, like, believe the fake news. So people are asking, like, how are they winning? Well, can they still get married? Can hoes still have a family? Can they redeem themselves from the whole ways? Are men going to ask them their body count, that they're not going to have children? Like, these things aren't happening. Somebody even like Mia Khalifa, or that was a porn star, or Jenna Jameson, who's actually a follower of ours. Like, Jenna Jameson, after she left porn, she still got married. She converted to Judaism and had a child. And she had a provider, and she had a man taking care of her, and a very religious man for that matter, because she converted to Judaism just to be with this man. I don't think she's with him anymore. I think she's now a lesbian.
Like,
has
they're ruined somebody in the chat. So they're saying in the chat, like, how are they winning? They're ruined for life. No, bro. Like, this is exactly what we're trying. Like,
but you don't know that.
It's great that you guys think. Yeah. I know that the internet tells you.
And I feel like, what's losing? What is losing?
Me, winning is everything that they say hoes can have. So they say that hoes can have a good man. Hoes can't have high value men. Hoes can't have providers. Hoes can't. The men don't want these things.
Like, why do we have to continue to say, like, hoes? Like, you hear this? What I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody's definition of that is different, because, like a hoe is, like, you know, like, I've never had sex with anybody that I never wanted to have sex with.
Right.
I've never had sex for money. I've never had sex with, like, you know what I mean? Like, every single person I've ever had sex with, whatever number that may be, is because I wanted to.
And like, why are, like, people stuck in their past? Like, what do you, I mean, I understand it. Maybe they were like murderers or have like a really bad past, but like, what are you going to get out of asking a woman, like, you know, and tell me about every single relationship you ever have, and like all the times you had sex.
Like, I don't, I,
it's very, yeah, it's a very, yeah, it's really you. Insecure. Like, I look, if you, I'm not going to bash men if they want to go get a pure virgin, never touch women. If that's what you want, look, power to you. Go to church, do the right thing. You have to build a community, because the majority of times, or how it used to be back in the day, was the families married the children, the offspring off. So like, Fulanito or whatever, John Doe in the corner had a daughter the time she turned 18, or even before that, they were already talking to John Smith in the corner saying, like, my son and your daughter are going to be great. It's the same thing with like Hindu families. I've gone to, even now, yes, in this era, I've gone to Hindu weddings where the children were, what is it called? Arranged, mm-hmm. in a way. A little bit more modern. Maybe they met a couple more times than just one day, but like, that's how it was. And like, you didn't get a chance to fall in love. And the majority of times, the woman is married as a virgin. So there's still cultures and there's still ways for you to engage in that. But if you're living in a city, if you are not in a small town in the middle of like Georgia, Wyoming, and even here in Florida, you can go up north. It's going to be very, it's going to be very difficult. And even like, I feel like, damaging for you to meet girls and just want to know their entire past. Because also, aside from sexuality, let's say it's not just sexuality that you're talking about, the body count and being a whore and promiscuous, like, what are you specifically asking about for her past? And also, is she going to hold you accountable for your past, right? Because women aren't the only ones engaging in degenerate behavior. And I'm sure most of you are not sitting down and asking men, like, well, what is your past? What is your body count? Like, how many girls did you fuck? What did you do?
Super red flags. Like, I feel like, I feel like I'm a great catch. Exactly. I'm a great catch. And if you're coming at me with red flags, I'm good.
Well, because what it screams, I'm not going to. It really just screams insecurity.
Yeah, I'm not going to
engage
that. I'm not.
And then that just lets me know that you're going to be drama. You're going to be on my shit. Like, I personally, I'm very submissive. Like, I don't mind being in this, like, submissive gender role where, like, even if I don't necessarily want to do something, or like my man wants to do it, or if he doesn't want to do it, then I'll follow through with that. We actually had two additional women that we had booked for the show with, you know, one of them was a Zoomer. One of them was a little bit older. They're married. And it seems like both of the husbands were like, oh, I'd prefer that you didn't come on the show. And it's
right.
Hurt. I completely understand. It's perfectly fine. And I think that, going into those types of gender roles isn't necessarily a bad thing. Like, I appreciate going into those gender roles, but, and this is the really important part, because I heard somebody in the chat say, a woman has to do anything that I say. I'm super willing to do whatever my husband says at any given time. However, my husband creates a safe space for me 100%. Where I feel safe and protected to be submissive. So because my husband creates this safe space for me, it's why I don't mind saying, yes, sir, I'll go make you your sandwich and doing whatever it is that he wants me to, because I know it comes from a place of protection and love before it comes from a place of just dominance, because I have power over you and you're like my slave and have to do what it is.
Women are going to naturally submit to you if you are in your masculine of energy, if you are protecting them. It doesn't have to be this like she said, just like, I'm just going to show off my dominance because I have a penis in between my legs and this is the way that things are. Naturally, even the girls that could be the breadwinners that have a little bit more of the masculine energy, or maybe in the past they had not the best relationships, once they feel secure with you, right, as in your divine male masculinity, they're gonna submit to you naturally, and it's not that big of a deal. A girl doesn't want to get into an argument. Let's say that you were wearing, or the girl was wearing something that was a little bit too revealing, or the guy was like, I don't, you know, your ass is showing, like your this is showing. Like,
I also feel like who you're dating too,
right?
Like, exactly. I mean, come on,
exactly.
But there's no way that now my boyfriend now has seen me on Facebook for the last, let's say, 10 years.
Right, and in your now, bikinis, in your sexy pictures, yeah. And now they want you to
like, oh, no, you can't be online and post that. It's like, but who did you fall in love with? Why did you want to date me? Who did you see?
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
I feel like it goes back to confidence. Oh. Yeah. Where it's like, why do you care?
I've asked, I won't say who it is, but there's like this, I told her this week, there's like this really big, I think she does OnlyFans too, but she's a really big Instagram model. I don't know, I think like 3.something million followers. And I asked her boyfriend one time, because he was like, used to go to the gym and we're cool before, like he dated her and stuff. And like, obviously she's always like tiny bikinis in a thong, like just, you know, very, very out there. And I asked him just out of curiosity, I'm like, do you care that your girl, you know, it's always showing? And I didn't mean it from like a bad place.
No, I just want to know. Yeah,
genuinely curious because of these type of conversations. And he was like, no, like that's how I met her. Like, I take her pictures, I take her videos.
Yeah.
And you know, he feel, I guess,
do you know whether Latino men like love that? Like, there's also a difference
in Colombia. You've been to Colombia,
because somebody made a comment in the chat, there's probably a white man out there paying for all this. First of all, this podcast is self-funded, so please donate to the super chat so that we can keep this operation going. Yeah. We actually work regular jobs,
right? We have we're regular
people. None of us are OnlyFans.
Exactly. I wasn't born with that type of G. I wish.
So there's no white man paying for this. It's just these two Latinas paying for the entire production. Right. So if you find it in your heart to give a donation, we would appreciate that. But also, we also find it that I find that I hear a lot of these guys talking about this, and it is a cultural thing, because Latino men like their women to be sexy and they'll buy you the tight dresses. Yes. They want everybody to be like, esa la mía, esa la.
Well, right. That's how it is in Colombia. And I spent a month there. It was like 20 days in December in Cali, and that's like, you know, the women are freaking, everyone's a 10, and they're already naturally beautiful, but then they get more enhancements. So they're like perfect. If they were born like a 7 or 8, then they're a 10. And I was going to the gym and I was like documenting my whole thing to Bella. So I enrolled to a gym, cause obviously like I want to like, you know, be healthy and be fit when I'm in Colombia. And it was like shocking to me, because there was probably like two slightly overweight people, like no real like fat people.
No,
I would say
people.
Like slightly overweight. There was like no ugly people at all. There was no ugly women. Like even like the grandmas that were going were like fit and
the
like beautiful.
Lady that's about
like,
to clean
literally
windows
everybody.
At the light, like, she has a BBL.
There was like,
how are you cleaning my windows at the stoplight with a BBL?
I ended up stalking because like. the gym wasn't like in a really nice area. So like, obviously you assume it's like a more expensive gym, nice area. Therefore you're going to have like your models. You're going to have like the TV people. You're going to have like a lot of like important, like, you know, more like
Linda stalked everybody at the gym.
She
went into the check-in of the gym to see who had checked in and be like, and found all the women that were working out and paying, like, checked out their lifestyles, who they were married to, what they were driving.
And it was like, and I said it on to her, like, I didn't post them on the internet, but I was like, look at all these bitches. Like, hot as hell. Like beautiful. And like over there in Cali, where I'm from, it's like the men love showing off their women. Like, they'll pay for like your tits, they'll pay for your BBL if you don't have an ass. Like, they want the baddest bitch with the fattest ass and the titties, and they're not like, and all the girls are wearing all the clothes in the gym that you guys say it's like you don't like because they're showing all this stuff. And like,
oh, in case you haven't heard, you can't wear leggings anymore because that's
whole thing. I'm wearing leggings right now.
I know. We all are. We all are. It's whole behavior. You're only wearing those for men. You're not wearing them for comfort or style.
Yeah.
Yeah. That apparently that's look, it. So you can wear.
So and it's just like, the man, these Colombian men, like, you go, if you go to the club, if you go anywhere, like, the girls aren't alone. Like, the girls aren't out there just being like hoes trying to get, if they're already in a relationship, you're gonna see them with like el escote, you know, like their titties are out with like the fat ass, like, and that's how the men are. The men like to show off their women, and you see it here too.
It is. Even like with my boyfriend now, I'm not like, oh my God, I want you to look ugly so no one else wants you. I'm like, no, what do you want to do to make, for you to feel better? Right. Like, if you're like, oh, I want to, I don't know, whatever, get my teeth done. I'm like, all right, let's do it. Like, you know what I mean?
No, you
like,
really are that person.
I am.
Like, Mabel, you know why my boyfriend sees that? You know what it is that so many men come back to you? Because this is, like, always, like, a reoccurring thing. Like, there was not one guy that dated you that didn't end up in a better situation than they were when they started dating you.
100%.
And men don't talk about that enough. Like, a lot, especially the men on the manosphere that say, like, oh, I don't care if a woman has a job, if a woman is smart, it's not. One of the examples that I give to Linda often is Keisha Kaur. Right, Keisha Kaur and Gucci Mane. Gucci Mane left to jail, fat, broke, his life out of control, went to jail. She held, wasn't even married to him, held it down, and he came back to millions.
Yeah, because he told her just to hold it.
She told him, hold the money, and she went and flipped the money and made him more money. And she created a dynasty for that man. Like, he's never been in a better position professionally before, and it wasn't because he wasn't the talented one. He's still the superstar. Yeah. He's still the one that people know. Right. It's because he had a good woman to hold him down, a woman that was his compatible equal. Another thing that we talk about is like, nobody wants a hoe showing her ass. Nobody wants a hoe showing her ass. And then I go back to the example of Cardi B and fucking Offset. Like,
but I mean, we can go down the list of
people don't make where so it's like, it's about women, who you are compatible with your lifestyle. Right. Like, if you are truly the Bugatti guy and the millions and the, bro, you don't want the little innocent. No, like, that's not really not what you
you're
want.
Gonna
in
be
fact,
bored
we're and, in Miami. Yeah. So we've seen a couple of you with some hoes. Yes or no?
Yes.
We're not going to drop names, but we're sitting in the restaurants and we've seen some of these manosphere heroes.
Really trashy,
that,
bad.
That say that they
when you're in Miami and you have some of the baddest bitches in the world that you can walk into any, I mean, it could even be a raggedy bar. Like, there's so many beautiful women. And you don't have to be in Brickell in Miami Beach to get a fine woman. Like, you could be in Hialeah, you could be anywhere, and you can get a fine a hottie. And I've seen these men, and I won't mention any names, really big guys, and I'm like in shock. So I didn't know who this person was at the time, right? Like, I just, like, I didn't know. You don't know all the internet people. And I see this individual with probably a very unfortunate looking girl, but it wasn't like that. It wasn't just that she was, it wasn't sure that it just, it wasn't just that she was unfortunate looking.
It's a classy.
It's a classy way. It was only that, but it was that she was a very trashy individual. And I'm thinking, and then I find out who this person is, and I'm like,
no.
She wasn't known. I actually ended up talking to her, and she worked as a server at I forgot the bar, like some bar in Wynwood.
Well, we're not gonna say the
bar.
Just know that it was one of your favorite manosphere characters, one of your viral content creators.
But even if they're just trying to smash, like, if you have the access to have sex with higher quality hotties, whether it's model, whether it's Insta girls or whatever it is, like, why are you going for the trashy, unfortunate looking host? Because again, you have an array of women to choose from. So I'm not like,
but I thought they didn't like I thought they right. weren't sexually attracted to those girls. They always talk about like, right. ew, high body counts. That's gross. Maybe I don't want that.
To wife up,
but maybe just to smash.
Right. So they like their wife at home could never wear a tank top, but they're sneaking around with the
girl. But then that just means you do like that.
But you mean that you do like it. And that's what it comes down to. Yeah. Because then what's the real conversation? Yeah. Now, I want to read a tweet to you guys. We read it to our guest yesterday, but I want to hear your feedback on this tweet. One of the Manosphere personalities says, by the name of Sterling Cooper, who is a former porn star turned Manosphere dating coach now, he writes, women will orgasm quicker and more intensely if they know you've recently cheated on them.
What?
No, I'm disgusted.
No, I could orgasm without a man. What do you mean?
Okay. Talk to me about this idea. How do you feel? Is cheating a deal breaker? Will you break up with a man if you find out he's cheating on you? Oh, God. Let's be honest.
No, honestly, we're being on
Oh, no. Then
you're not breaking up with him?
No.
What are you going to do?
I feel
get his credit card.
Are you going to go the sprinkle route? Are you going to go the sprinkle route?
No, I feel like at the end of the day, I think there's something that's like so important that like I think like older women say this. It's like if you find out your man is cheating, don't say anything.
Yeah, a lot of older women will say this.
Because it's like
now also depending on the position. If I don't have any money, I don't have anywhere to go. We're living together. If he's
the provider, you
we
mean
have houses.
If he's the provider, like, but also your emotions. At the end of the day, we're emotional beings. So it's like, are you really gonna leave, or are you gonna leave and he's gonna hit you up and you're like,
oh, I'm 100% leaving.
Yeah,
like, no, I'm 100%.
Let's be real.
Are you leaving?
100%.
No matter what, how long you've been together, the length of the relationship.
But that's why I feel like everybody should like make sure that they're good and in a relationship because they want to be. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to be in a relationship because damn, we just bought this house together. Damn, we have kids together. Damn, you pay my bills. Damn, like you're the breadwinner. Damn. No, I have my own things going and I'm here because I want to be. If you cheat on me, it's not going to work. Even if I forgive you, I'm going to be bringing it up. I'm going to be doing the most. It's not
you're
going to
get crazy.
I'm going to get crazy and I could get crazy. I you know what? I'm just going to stay in my house with my money and you can go.
You're giving me the face like somebody that stuck around a little too long after a cheat is the face I'm getting right there.
So backing up what Mabel said, I feel like I used to be, you know, I used to have the opinion, like if I catch my man cheating, I would leave. And then I've definitely been through a situation where, you know, I caught him, whatever, broke up, thought never again, and then you come back because you know it happens and you believe them and they're doing the most and you think you forgive them but you don't really do the work to kind of heal and really really forgive them.
So
after that whole adrenaline of we got back together, he's being so nice, he's like changed, whatever, it's like the same old problems keep happening. So then you start thinking, no, but I remember. You know what I mean? So if you can't really forgive, and I'm at a point where I'm like, okay, I did that, and moving forward, I really could never.
Because you've already experienced it.
And I've already gotten crazy. So it's just kind of like,
what made you stay? Was it that he was a provider that made you stay?
I was actually going to say that in the beginning. Like, given taking away money situation, who's living.
Wait, I don't think your mic is on. Talk on this one for now.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. That's what somebody said.
She's so tough.
From the other side.
So, taking away like money and whatever other factors could maybe influence people. I feel like if it's just based on I love you love me, emotional, I feel like I could never go back to a man that cheated. But I feel like, you know, once you go through it and you see the damage that it does, you're just like, no.
But the person she kept going back with does not have money. He was not the provider.
He was not the provider. No means. So you were from a broke man?
Yeah.
So just so we're clear, for the ones that say that women will only stay because of the man is a provider and have money, we have this beautiful young gorgeous model, supermodel here.
Vanna White.
And it's happened. It's happened to the best of us. Unfortunately, I got cheated on in college, and that like really fucked me up. And I mean, I broke up with him. We were broken up for a while, and I dated somebody else. And like, you know how you'd like do these stupid things.
Did you go back? But
then? Yeah, we did. And? I got back with him. Yeah, I got back with him. He was great for a while, but like he did like a really big change. Like he like went like full Christian and was like reading the Bible.
But
and,
really,
like,
it was moved more away you, from right? Miami because you never got over it.
I never got over it. Yeah, I always had trust issues. Even
when, that's what I'm saying.
Even when he was like perfect, like he was giving me no reasons to doubt his.
I think that I
you know
could.
Trust. But
I think the circumstance depends, right?
That's what I just
as
said.
Women. So hear me out. Mm-hmm. Let's say that if we're talking about, I don't know, my husband found a new client and like that kind of turned into something. And then like, well, you know, like,
but that's what
for his work, for his work, for his work. But let's say, let me finish. Let's say something happens and it was like a one-time thing. They went out for drinks one time and something led to another and it happened. And like, he goes home and I can't believe I did that. My marriage is the most important thing to me. Blah, 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 blah. Like, clearly we're going to have to go through a moment of struggle. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that I would end my marriage.
But that's what
that.
I'm trying to say from the beginning, that I know that women will not end it because marriage, yeah. House, life, family,
commitment.
Oh my God, like we have so much things that we have right. Planned vacation. We have like
well, because I also kids. Understand that people are human though.
No, I get it,
happen.
But that's why I in a relationship the way that I that's why but that's why everybody's different. That doesn't mean you're wrong or I'm wrong,
right.
Everybody's wrong. I just feel like I like my way of protecting myself that I'm in this relationship because I want to. That's why it's like if I leave, I don't have to worry about like, oh my God, we have this house together. Oh my God, bills. Blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just like, okay, we're done.
Yeah. It's like there's like this guy, like there's a person here, obviously delusional and probably perpetually online. He goes, this is just proving why men like younger women with less mileage. Like, here's the thing.
I can't see Billy
Baruch's
picture.
Probably, a lot of these men are actually perverted. Like, here's one
first
thing.
First of all, looks like he's past middle age.
I love right, his name, right.
Past
go
middle
ahead.
Age. So, Billy Baruch.
Billy, why are you insulting us?
Billy Baruch looks like he's past middle age and probably wants to date younger women like
right.
you. But like Janice mentioned earlier,
they don't want to date your
These
bro.
Women don't want to date
They want to date. Yeah. They want to date men that are around their age, maybe 5 years older, maybe 5 years younger. Usually I read somewhere a few weeks ago when I was like researching like dating, it was like a 7 year difference. That's like the limit. It's like a
And
it's
what
like
do you have to say about
difference.
Older men? A 45-year-old man that looks good for his age, that's got the Bugatti, he's rich, he's got everything, but he wants to date you because you're under the age of 24. What do you think about that guy?
I feel like you just want a fun time with me. And you're just a fun time.
Right.
That's what it is.
And also you have to think it's like if she, let's say that the girl, like how are you going to meet these women? Especially if you want more purity. If you want more purity, this means that her parents are probably way more strict because like it's how you raise
yeah,
your kids.
No.
Like where your parents are way more strict, right? So where are you going to meet this girl? Like you're an older guy. Let's say you are 50 years old and you want a 22-year-old wife. You know, first of all, her parents are probably going to ask, like, what is a 50-year-old man doing that's never been married,
oh, Billy.
Completely
oh,
single, has no children, which like, and then if you fall into the other category, which is that you do have the Bugatti or you're a very wealthy man, let's say 50 something year old, like, where are you going to meet this younger girl that wants to date with you because of the money? That girl's probably not going to be pure. That girl's probably because this girl, the one that does want your M5 class or whatever it is, she's had exposure to the world. She's already been exposed. This is like the 21-year-old Miami girl who was already partying and going to live at 18 with a fake ID. She's already had the bottles. She's already gone out with ballers. She's already gone on the mega yacht. She's probably been flown out to like Dubai. So you're not going to find purity within that group of girls. So like, what do you think? A girl who's 22, a good girl that goes to church, her parents are going to be okay with a 50-year-old man marrying her?
No, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen. And like, again, props to you. If like, that's where you think you're going to, maybe you're in the second wave. You did get married. You got a divorce. You have the kids and it could be less creepy. But I think it is pretty creepy.
So back to Gianluca, yeah. Who says they're arguing what men want. Let me go back to this.
Yeah.
You guys exist in a delusion that right. all men want what Fresh and Fit say that men want. What we right. did was bring in women to show to you that what they claim that women want isn't it. Every yeah. single woman here has dated a broke man, fallen in love with a broke man, been a dumb bitch to a broke man, been loyal to a broke man, been loyal to not just that. That sounds accurate as fuck. Not just broke men, short men, ugly men, fat men. In fact, let's pull up this picture.
I don't know why these people are so like you're kind so, of like retarded. Like
you people,
like you're literally retarded. You she tries to argue with men like this is incredible. Literally nobody like this is. We're just breaking the narrative because there's different types for there's everything. Yesterday we had a guest that clearly doesn't care that his wife has, they have an open relationship. He says he's a hoe. So he goes and bangs girls and then she goes and bangs guys. There's everything. There's couples that engage in literal swinging. Like there's everything for everybody. That's all we're saying. There's husbands that literally film their only wives' adult content and they're okay with that. And or they are the partner that they sell the videos for on OnlyFans. So we're not arguing.
Those are simps. This they don't want to be simps.
This is what men like. There's men. There's women and men for everybody. You may like a younger girl. There's some guys that are younger that go for the older girls. There's everything. So I don't understand.
Well, I mean, and Gianluca, you know what? Clearly you get a lot of pussy and you don't have a right. problem. So that's good for you. But yeah. honestly, this podcast, he clearly doesn't have a default picture. This podcast yeah. is more so for the men that are being, here's the thing. A lot of this manosphere thing to me is a grift. And I feel that a lot of men are being fed insecurities so that they can right. sell you products and solutions to problems that don't actually exist.
Yeah, we'll bring a panel of regular dudes, but like you have so many of them. There's so many of these podcasts with regular dudes just shedding and bashing women. Have we had like everybody here was like, yeah, I've dated like the broke guy or what it's broke for me. You make, you know, $500,000 a year and the guy is making $200,000 a year. That's a huge difference. Technically, he is better off for a girl that's making $60,000, but not for the girl that's making $500,000 and has multiple businesses. Regardless, that person's still willing to date. Same thing with like, I had a provider, guy that was rich, but the guy that was, you know, made less money, I had a better vibe and, you know, brought me more peace. And maybe we had better sex or maybe we had better chemistry. So if anything, we're giving men who are average, who aren't, you know, out there on the internet, collecting a paycheck from YouTube, from these courses or whatever it is, the opportunity to see that you don't have to be meet all these boxes to be able to get girls. So let's
actually talk about that really basic part. So yeah, to just piggyback off of that, the purpose of this was really to give you back the power that I think it's great that men want to work on themselves, but not at the sacrifice of your own confidence, of the way that you feel about yourself. Women love short kings when they treat them right. Women will date a five. You love a short king.
I feel like height is not important. Like, who says, like, I
don't know. How important, on a scale from 1 to 10, because they're actually obsessed with this. On a scale from 1 to 10, how important is height to you?
Not at all.
I mean, it can't be a midget.
I tried to get you for a while to at least date one midget.
I know, but no.
I've been trying to do the same thing to Linda.
Let's say he's 5'2", which is really short for a guy. I feel like that's fine. I mean,
you'll still date him as long as. Okay.
What'd you say?
How important?
Short guys love me for some reason. I think they want to. Yeah, because they want to fix their genes. Like I feel like they want to. arreglar la raza. They want to fix the race. Yeah, so they're like, yeah, like they love me. They love me. They love me. Here's somebody that asked, and we're almost like over.
Yeah, we're
so we gotta wrap it up. But Dirty Mike says, ladies,
I like his name.
Yeah, Dirty Mike, I like it. Says, ladies, what are your celebrity crushes and why? Mabel, let's go. Celebrity crush and why?
Damn, I don't know. Fuck.
No, come on.
Who is it? I mean, I'll have sex with a lot of people.
No, like who's your celebrity crush? You gotta have one.
No, go that way.
Oh, you told me Wu-Tang one time. The guy.
I mean, I was in love with Method Man.
Who?
I see it. The Game?
He's weird.
The Game was a little like,
I like The Game. No. I like,
I would date that old man.
I would date that old man. Drake, I mean, hello.
Yeah.
Drake,
every time he has a party, I think that that's it. That's the day I leave Javelle.
But why? Why them?
Oh, he's every time he does a little hard.
Oh, because he's hot?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Drake?
Is saying
Drake? Yeah. Okay. I kind of like Drake too. I know he's a bitch boy.
No, I'm okay with that.
We had a moment one time. Me and Drake had a moment one time. Yeah. This was like 2015, 2016 during like a private Art Basel thing. We had a moment. Like he was like singing. We were at a private event.
I was totally lying to you. Just like lying and just be a hoe.
I guess. Yeah, I mean,
we have a friend that like actually has hung out with me or whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, so it's like a one person thing. I'm basically dating.
Men are really obsessed with it. Like they're stuck. Like even though we're telling them that height does not matter, they're stuck on like,
so go break your fucking knees. Go get that surgery that they're doing right now. There's a surgery that's so dumb, bro. Go get the surgery, bro.
If you're a short king, let me give you the hack. Go to Salsa Kings, learn how to salsa dance.
You will have access to every single hot Latina in South Florida
if you learn how to salsa dance. Number one. Number two, buy yourself a good cologne. It doesn't even have to be Creed, bro. It really doesn't. All you have to do is fucking smell good. And number three, just be funny. A woman will fuck a guy that's funny over a tall guy, a rich guy. Any day, I promise you, 9 times out of 10, you ask a woman what is what's most attractive about a man to them, and they'll tell you a guy that can make me laugh. Yeah. Learn how to dance, smell good, and fucking you be funny. I promise you, you don't have to pay $5,000 for a date course.
That surgery is like $15,000.
You have to literally break your knees.
You know what I don't like from a guy that is like the biggest turnoff? Is negativity. So like that right there is like, oh my God, they're not gonna like me because I'm short. That right there would be a turnoff to me.
Right.
It's already a negative mindset. You're gonna like me because I'm short. It would be like you know what? I'd be like, you're right, I do like you. You're already turning me up. You're already saying no to me. If you're like, oh, I know you're not gonna like me because I'm short, well, somebody just made that comment
that the manosphere is just victimhood for me.
It is victimhood for me.
I think they're definitely Like, I recommend to base their value, let's say, on, like, how much money they have. If you've ever gone out with a guy and he has, like, a bunch of money, that's all he's talking about the whole entire time.
It's such a turn-off.
I have so much money. I'm such a businessman. Oh, I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I literally don't fucking care. It has to come from that.
If you're going to talk about, like, your money and or your business or whatever you do. Something. Right. But it also has to come from a place of, like, not insecurity.
Humility.
It's more of like maybe just information or talking about it very organic. This is what I wanted to.
Like the and guy I'll that tell like you, takes out like the bills and then he makes sure to put all the hundreds on the outside so that he has to scroll through the hundreds first before he gets to the 20s. Like that kind of Miami, because that's very like Miami behavior.
Yeah.
That shit is such a turnoff. Like I mean, I'm married now.
I feel like that's more like younger, like younger.
I mean, it's young, but that's men in general. It's happened to all kinds of men. When they feel like it's what Janice just said, they have to depend on the fact that they're well off to attract women. So the minute that you come to me with that energy, I feel like you're making me feel like a whore because you're treating me like what's going to attract me to you is your money. I don't even want to know that you have money. If you're leading with that, then back to what she says, you don't have any value. Make me laugh, buy me a drink, let's have a conversation, let's vibe, spark me up. I don't know, let's go to Flanny's, something like that. But if you're just like leading, like, yo, I got a lot of buku money, and
I just invested in this.
I remember somebody just came up to me. I remember one time we had gone, we were in the Gables for happy hour, right? And the Gables is like the place where if you want to date a rich or older man, that's where you go. And there was like a diamond dealer that had fallen in love with me at like the bar. And he's like, call me tomorrow, diamonds, yacht, whatever you want. That man's phone number se pudrió in my phone because I would never pick up the phone to call him. Not because he wasn't attractive, but because he led with buying me. He led with money. And it's like, that's just not impressive to me. I want a partnership with somebody that's an equal to me, not financially or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But the minute that you're treating me like a commodity that you can buy, like you would buy a new Rolex or something like that, I have an issue with that. You don't make me feel good about myself.
To me, I'm kind of like petty.
I mean, if you're trying to buy me, great. I love all the gifts possible. Oh, I love it. But yeah. I feel like I would be like, I'm super petty. So if someone's like trying to like show off something, I am right to my mom and be like, ew, but that's nothing.
I've had my fair share.
Like, I'll be like, that's what you have? Like, or if they're like, oh my God, I have a whatever. I'm like, ew. But
that's like, last year.
Yeah, you don't have this.
Yeah,
so especially I feel like, for girls in Miami,
I feel like you're putting yourself in a fail position. Yeah. Like, don't lead with that because there's always going to be somebody that's doing better than you. So 100%. It's like,
I've had my fair share of guys with money, and I'll tell you this. I don't know, maybe like 8 years ago or something. I dated a very, very wealthy guy, not knowing it was like family wealth, right? So it's like not flashy, like just very, you know. But the problem was that he had no risk and he wasn't confident and the vibe wasn't there. So it wasn't necessarily that he was trying to show off because he wasn't. They came from like older rich money, so they don't show off. But it was more of like, this is all I can talk about or this is all I can show you because I have no risk, because I have no personality, because I can't connect from like a genuine place. So I was like, you know, like we have nothing going on. I'm sure because you really like me. Had I just been a gold digger, like most of the guys think, or had I just decided this is going to be a good provider and father for my children, I could have made it work, but I would have been miserable.
Was he stingy?
No, he wasn't stingy. Okay. He was very, very giving, but it wasn't that. It was just like he was like cold and like just not fun. Yeah, it would go out and he didn't vibe.
I feel like, let's say the girl that does go with the guy that's only offering that, and the girl is only and is okay with that, I feel like that's a great connection. I feel like don't be negative towards them, because if that's all he could offer, that's the best he could offer, then, and that's what she likes. I mean, match made in heaven. I feel like
absolutely, which is a comment that we make often, which is that we think that a lot of these like manosphere dudes with like the Bugattis and these like lifestyles, like, you, whether or not you realize it, like energetically, the people that are compatible with you are exactly the kind of women that you criticize, the women that are going to want you for your money, the women that are going to date you for your status, for somebody, who you are in society.
Right. And I again, there's somebody here, you can obviously tell, I'm sure you like you're not confident and you like character. This combo is not based in reality and what men actually go through. We're not trying to tell you your experience as a man. I'm sure you could have been, maybe if you're fat, you were turned down, and maybe if you were short, you were turned
down. But we've all been turned
down. We're not trying to tell you that. There's guys that don't like, you know, tall women that look like me or her they don't like blondes. They don't like dark girls. Your experiences as a man, we're not going to understand them, but short guys are still getting married. Right. Poor guys are still getting pussy. Like, you don't like there's somewhere out there for everybody. Like, you're not. So what we're saying is like, we're not going to discount a funny, good, shorter guy just because he's short. Do you want us to lie to you? Like somebody said, like women don't like tall guys. And of course, women like tall guys, you know, but the same way that you make like a fat ass. So are girls that are not going to have a fat ass not end up marrying or not be, are going to be turned down, or that they don't have double tits? Like, this just isn't, true. I mean, if you want to be, a victim, then be a victim.
Here's a lot of the men are saying that this conversation isn't rooted in reality, and I think that it's because of a lot of the women that they see on the internet are real. You're the youngest person on the table, Janice. Is this culture of OnlyFans? Does everybody have an OnlyFans? Is this real, or is the idea being perpetuated more by the internet that there's more OnlyFans girls than there is? Like, is there still regular girls out there that are not on OnlyFans?
There's regular girls, 100%.
Yeah, of course.
But especially my generation, is just a generation that's more open to things. Like, there's a lot more girls that they don't want to work. They want to go on OnlyFans. It's kind of like SoundCloud for girls now. Like, you either hit or you don't.
Right.
So it's like,
that is so good.
Yeah. So it's like, you either hit or you don't. I feel like we're just in an era, especially my era, is like more open to sexual things. Like, guys are not really asking body counts. They're like, I love a hoe. Like, you know.
But it was like that. It was my generation. It's always been like that.
I feel like, no, not everybody has that. Like, look, we're all women here. Does anybody here have an OnlyFans? Like, no. Does anybody know? No,
you guys have
women?
You thought about it?
Nobody thinks about it.
So I feel like, look, there's all women here, and not one person here has an OnlyFans. Yeah. Which obviously, if I want to get one tomorrow, then I get one. I mean, I'm not saying it's bad or whatever. I'm just saying there's
that's kind of, I feel like somebody, a lot of these men just they see there's a hyper focus on the OnlyFans girls. And here's another point that I made.
I feel like you live in a social lot, media though.
That's okay, so that's the thing. Yeah. A lot of these men, they're like, I would never want a single mom. I would never want a woman that's hit the wall. I would never want a woman that's done this. And the reason why they feel that way is because they look at the accessibility on the internet. And on the internet, you see all kinds of women. Pretty women, tall women, skinny women, fat women, married women, women with a body count, women that don't have a body count. You see all kinds of women. So the internet gives you the illusion of choice because you have the choice who you want to click on, who you want to go look at, whose content you want to engage with. The reality, however, though, and this is a case for men and women. The reality, though, is that the average person does not have those options. You, the majority of men, just like the majority of women, are average. And as an average man, particularly as an average man, men tend to have less options than women. Right. Because just because I'm a woman, I could be a two, I could be a three, it doesn't matter. Men are still going to be attracted to me because I'm a woman. As men, you have less options available to you. So to me, the manosphere is creating a delusion where average men think they have options. You don't. So like what's the reality? If you meet a 23-year-old virgin, but she's overweight and she's ugly. And you meet a 35-year-old single mom who's got her shit together with a career and a body count, but she looks fine as fuck and she treats you good and she fucking knows how to give whatever in bed. I promise you a single one of you will date the 24-year-old overweight virgin over that 35-year-old single mom. Because again, you can only date based off your options. And respectfully, the majority of you are average just as we are. Therefore, you have access to average options, not these internet.
Mambo mentality needs to change the same to loser mentality. Oh, we don't have that many options. Well, you know, it's like when Mabel was pregnant at 14 and then end up with her baby daddy and she said, I'm going to have no options because I have a child. It's your mentality. If you want to be a loser, then you can be a loser. One of the last questions that we have, and by the way, shout out to Robert Lee. He says, oye, lo siento, my late fee, no worries, catch up with the show tomorrow. But Dirty Mike asked for advice. He says, ladies, this girl I'm trying to make my girlfriend won't give me a chance because of my astrological sign. Any advice?
Move on.
My advice is to move on. My advice is to move on. That's a childish. She's immature. That's a red flag. Like, this is a red flag. Like, move on, bro.
Don't walk, run.
If a girl doesn't want to be with you because you, I mean, we don't know each other personally because of your personality, because you're kind, because you're nice, because you take care of her. Over a astrological sign that you need to just like dump her.
You need to go.
You can do that.
Dirty Mike. Mercury's on lemonade.
That's
your man. Yeah. So, I mean, guys, to recap, because we are getting towards the end of the show. Thank you guys for having us. Please, before you log off, like this video. So important. Show us some support. If you can't make a donation, a contribution, because we're not. This isn't paid for by white men.
Yeah.
It's us. So if you can't do that, please just like, subscribe to our content. We normally go live every Thursday at 9 p.m. unless we have special content. Check out our sponsors, Sentry H2O. If you're looking for a water filtration system, under the sink, under $300, great price, greatest value on the market, and they're patriots. But Thursday, 9 p.m. And also, we hate feminists. We're not feminists.
We're not.
So don't tell us that we're feminists. We hate feminists.
We're trying to make see the reality of the world. And so the average man also knows that he has good options out there.
And that you don't have to feel intimidated about approaching. Tell us what it is that your social medias are so that everybody can find you.
Mabel Love Official.
Mabel Love Official.
Mabel Love Official. I'm going to put it here.
Double D Hernandez.
Mabel Love with two L's or one?
Are you want to keep it private?
Yeah. M-A-B-L and then Love.
Yeah, I'm public, but
maybe you don't want to share?
Janice X Diaz.
Okay. So the reason why I said is you can go check out their profiles. These are women with large follower counts, women with, you know, blue checks and the ones that have ballers in their DMs. And we're not on here to tell men what they want. We're just out here to give you a little bit of a reality check that what you think women want isn't exactly that. Women will date short guys. Women will date broke guys. Women will fall in love with these men and give their hearts over to them and love them and submit to them. It's just a matter of how you show up as a man. So be confident. If you're a short king, love that. If you're broke, then just work on being better and smell good and learn how to dance and you'll be fine too.
Be honest.
Be kind.
And thank you so much for coming to our show. We'll have the audio version tomorrow for those of you just came on now, and follow us on social media as well. And
thank you, Dirty Mike, for that last donation.
We really appreciate it.
Dirty Mike.
And run from that girl.
And if you guys have any men who are in Miami that we can,
or
probably,
if you're a man in Miami,
if you want to do a man panel, we can probably have
Bring Dirty Mike on.
We can bring you on, and you can tell us about your men experience. We don't want to take that away from you at all, even if you've had, you know, shitty experiences. We've all had. I've had guys that turn me down before, or say that, you know, I don't like, you're fat. I mean, I get called names all the time. But we want to have men as well and get their perspective, right? So thank you so much, and follow us on Instagram as well. Have a good night. I'm coming from Cali.